It's only human to tense up when the siren begins to blare, but beyond that initial fear, sirens tell us that help is on the way. Residents of small towns in New Jersey have good reason to worry, however. Their emergency services may soon be stretched thin. I'm Christopher Cheveria for WRPR News. Governor Corzine's budget slashed funding nearly across the board, but few were hit as hard as towns with populations under 10,000. They are targeted for severe cuts in state aid, and while they have first priority for $32 million in state grants, there is a catch. Small boroughs must share their municipal resources, including police and fire departments, with neighboring towns. I caught up with volunteer firefighter Vince Verdenero to find out how this will affect him.
It seems completely unfair to punish citizens for living in a borough with less than 10,000 people. I understand that the budget cuts are across the board, but you can't expect people to share vital resources with other boroughs, whether there's incentives or not.
Do you think this is going to affect your ability to do your job?
Well, I would like to say no and be reassuring, but by splitting the resources between two towns, you really are shortchanging both of them.
The reason that budgets are cut is due to an effort by Governor Corzine to avoid raising property taxes. Allendale resident Kimberly Roth does not think it will work, however.
Corzine claimed taxes wouldn't be raised, but now the budgets are being cut. So now the town is being forced to raise property taxes anyway. The residents of small towns like mine are being hit even harder. Not only are we going to have to pay the higher taxes, but we also have to share important resources.
Several small town mayors have made the same point to the governor, but he maintains that these leaders are completely capable of managing their boroughs without raising the property tax. For Kimberly, though, this is about more than just money.
The fire and police departments are something we rely on for safety.
Will you feel safe if your town does decide to share resources?
Definitely not.
With the governor's refusal to budge on this issue, it seems as though small towns have a rough decision ahead of them, their safety or their funding. I'm Christopher Cheveria for WRPR News.